is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn to face myself and learn to fly?
I am your host, Mele Lodge, and this is the World Global Healing Circle. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Mahalo to all of you listeners this evening. I have missed each and every one of you, especially able to connect with you on a personal level. And I just wanted to take a moment to send my love and aloha to each and every one of you this evening. Our call-in numbers for this evening are toll-free. That is 877-270-8714 or 888-861-3519. Our direct lines are same area code 530-876-3223 or 413-4515. And once again, I want to thank each of you for tuning in to BBSRadio.com. And tonight we have Kaili, our beloved kahuna, once again from Hawaii, that will be joining us every first Tuesday of every month. And I wanted to make a special announcement as well this evening that officially next month we will also have Carrie O'Connor that will be joining us on the World Global Healing Circle. So I know that each of you will be just as thrilled and excited as Kaili and myself are. Most of you are very familiar with Carrie O'Connor. A lot of you were able to call in and receive these wonderful, very in-depth readings from her, and so she will indeed be joining us. We also will have another Hawaiian kahuna that will be joining us soon as well. And I want to make a very important announcement tonight to all of you, as we have one of our very own, Alice, known as Hypno Blonde from Pal Talk, that will be joining us as our guest next week, Tuesday. So I know that each and every one of you will definitely want to be tuned in and to give Alice all of the love and the support, as each of you are very well known for. On that note, if you'll bear with me, I'd like to give you some wonderful information about our guest this evening. And I'm going to go ahead and invite him immediately onto the show because we have a lot of great, great stuff that Ke'ili and myself would like to make sure that we share with each of you this evening. We are also going to be doing some healing work, and if you would like to call in for a specific healing request, I've given out the call-in numbers, and I also want to remind our listeners this evening as well is that in the Pal Talk, in the room, I have Kahili's name posted along with his website. I'd like to invite and encourage each of you to explore his very in-depth website with so much love radiating from every word that he speaks. I also would like to invite you to visit bbsradio.com and also my show page. On that note, Ke'ili is a native Hawaiian, formerly the Aloha Man's Healing Centers, LLC, has been formulated. Their mission for many years are poised to present both individual and group options for healing. We are moving into a group consciousness, and many are in desperate need of information to assist them in this transitional period. Now, Ke'ili's website is www.ke'ili-kuhuna-healer.com, and that's Ke'ili Kuhuna healer.com. And I'm sure Kahili's probably going to he's probably laughing at me right now with my Hawaiian language. But our beloved Ke'ili has been the founder. He is the founder of his healing center. Now, his English name is Tony Watson, and he became aware of his desire to love and to help people at a very early age. And at the age of 14, he first saw Oral Roberts heal live under a tent. And when Tony saw people getting out of wheelchairs and walking, he went to our beloved Father, Mother, God, the creator of this beloved universe, that I want to do this in my life. This event began my journey as a healer. Without further delay, let's all please give Ke'ili a warm welcome to the show. Are you with us, Ke'ili?
Yes, I am. thank you for that welcome.
It's so funny, Ke'ili, because I'm so excited tonight that I was stumbling all over my words, so I'm sure that you will forgive me, will you?
No problem, sweetie. No problem.
Oh, thank you. It is so exciting for me to have you on the show, and I just want to really make sure that our listeners this evening understand that every Tuesday we will have the World Global Healing Circle touching lives worldwide. So,
okay.
Ke'ili, would you like to open the show this evening with a short blessing for all our listeners this evening?
I'd love to.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking.
It is my honor.
I call upon Father God, all that is listening in, and all that is in Pal Talk, to help the ones that you are with, that is open to whatever is being said, to help them to move forward in their life's journey, and to understand the oneness of the whole universe. There is no separation. Help them to understand what has happened in the past is about to happen in the now moment. help them to allow them to understand and know that there is no fear. No fear in all of this. Show them that this is the most wonderful times to move from where they're at to higher realms, to understand their Father's law, and to be able to be His catalyst wherever they are, to heal and to teach all of our sisters and brothers. I thank you, Father God, within. All your way. And mahalo.
Wow. That was very beautiful, Ke'ili. I want to thank you. And I know that I can speak not only for myself, but for all the listeners tuned in through BBS Radio and Pal Talk are extremely grateful. I can feel all the love coming from the listeners this evening, and I'm sure you can as well.
Yes, I can. Absolutely. And thank you, all of you.
I know that tonight was a very important night for us, that we had some very important information that we really wanted to share with all the listeners this evening. And I know that this information runs very deep within yourself as long as with me. And I know the importance of making sure that we really get this message out to everyone worldwide, and that is being the masters that they already are. Would you like to share your own personal thoughts with everyone this evening?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of my favorite topics. Yes, every single one of you that is listening in right now are already masters. You came to the planet as a master, and I'll explain why. When God created you, every single one of you, in Pal Talk and listening to the radio, when God created you, the same energy, the same power that He used to create this whole universe, He gave this to every single one of us. Along with that, He gave us free will to use this power as to which way we choose to use it. There is nothing He holds against you, because everything is an experience, and what you choose to experience in this lifetime, meaning by your thoughts, your intents, is what you are experiencing right now. So if you are having an uncomfortable experience in life, then change the picture by beginning to love everything that you have right now. Start with that. So when the God energy that you are sees this, and also the universe, is when you will come into alignment with your own truth. For the best teacher you can have is you yourself. Because in your subconscious mind, your previous life, you have been there. You have done this before. And that's another thing I would like to bring forward within everyone. And as subconscious mind, all of the experiences that everyone that is in this room and listening on the radio, to bring forward their wisdom, their knowledge, their courage, their strength as healers and teachers, so they may remember this. And from their remembrance, let them take this remembrance and make it even stronger yet in this life's now moment, this life's experience. So when the time comes, they may move forward in into the shift into higher realms, or even before that. So yes, you are all masters, every single one of you. And you have no choice but to be a master. Because he gave you the exact same powers he had when he created this whole universe. And you are no less than that. So discover this master that you are and become it. And live this life in full abundance, happiness, love, and compassion for all of mankind, none excluded. So.
Kaylee, let me ask you this question as well, because I know this is very important. You know, I have always been extremely passionate about healing myself as an individual. And, you know, to me, that's number one priority over and beyond anything else, even down to, you know, my studies and going to classes and those kinds of things, as I really chose to focus on healing my physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. You know, I would really like to touch on the importance of self-healing, and I know that each of us are the healers of ourselves, but before you answer that question, we do have a caller, so if you will permit, I'd like to go ahead and call this call, have the caller come online with us. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yes, of course. Absolutely.
Oh, excellent. Welcome to the show, the caller on line two.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
welcome.
Hi. My name is Blessing. I have problems with right shoulder and also with my ear. And I'd like to see if you can send this kind of healing. And also for my... a friend of mine, Patricia, and my wife, Maria. They both suffer from diabetes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I started right away working on your right shoulder, okay? Now, tell us, where are you calling from?
Tampa, Florida.
Oh, how nice. I love Florida. Kahili, would you like to step forward?
Sure. First of all, you said your shoulder, and what was the other thing that was bothering you?
My right ear.
Oh, what's wrong with your right ear?
My right ear has a problem, like it has like a little cut on the outside of the ear. It started like maybe with a small infection, but now it's a lot better, but I want it to completely heal. And also I feel that it has a little bit of obstruction inside the ear.
Oh, okay. All right. So
just one moment, if you would, Kahili. I don't mean to interject here, but could we have you turn your volume down? We're getting a bit of a feedback from you, so it's harder to hear you.
Okay, hold on. It's just that I'm calling from the cell phone. I don't want to be disconnected.
That's okay. We'll stay right here with you, okay?
Okay.
You just go ahead and turn your speaker down. This is wonderful, and I do want to say once again, I invite all our listeners this evening with
BGFradio.com
and our listeners of Pal Talk. If you have a special request of healing, please do not hesitate to call in. Kaylee and myself are indeed in service to each of you. And are you back with us now?
Yes, I am. Is that better?
Yes, much better. Thank you for that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Now, the healing you need is for your right shoulder and your ear, your right ear infection, right?
Right.
Okay, now for your sister and your mother, they have diabetes.
No, that was my friend. Her name is Patricia, and my wife, Maria.
Okay, so your wife...
They both suffer from diabetes.
Okay, all right.
And everything associated with diabetes, of course.
Yes. Okay, give me a second.
We ask that all the listeners to stay focused on our beloved brother and send him and his shoulder and his ear God's love, your love from your hearts, because you are all healers as well.
Okay. Father God, within all three that was mentioned, I call upon you and the first person, your son. He has infection in his right ear and his right shoulder is bothering him. I ask that you look at this and I call upon you, High Self. I would like to call upon His Trinity first, all three of them, the Trinities, which is their High Self, their subconscious mind. It's a triangle. And subconscious mind, I ask that you bring forward all the wisdom and knowledge of the past, and when they were healers and teachers also, and to bring it forward to help them in their healings for themselves this day, this now moment. For it has been spoken that his shoulder and his right ear needs healing, Father God. He comes to you as your son, and he also asks on behalf of his mother and a friend. I'm sorry, his wife and his friend. Healing for the diabetes experience that they are having in this lifetime. They all come to you as your children, and they request from you healings, for that is what you are about. You are the power that is within every single one of us that heals us. They seek to be restored with the shoulder, the ear, and the both diabetes. For you have said, you promised to give us everything that we ask for if we promise to ask. Well, two of your daughters and one of your sons is here asking, Father. I ask also, High Self, that you open up his life blueprint and locate where this right shoulder pain comes from, and all that is attached to that experience that he is experiencing right now in his life's blueprint. I ask that you uproot it from its creation. And I ask the Trinity to create a golden rod and to drive the golden rod right down the center of the, of all of their spine, all the way down to Mother Earth's core, her fire energy, and to ground all of them there, to give them perfect grounding, and also anyone else, any other God creators, energy that is in the room that needs healing or listening to the radio. I ask that all of you, your trinities, do the same. And as you uproot high self, the cause, the purpose of the experience of his shoulder, take it and attach it to the golden rod. As for his ear, I ask of the same thing, to uproot this experience from his life's blueprint and to attach it to his golden rod, and also go into his DNA system. Whatever DNA that is attached to both experiences, illnesses, I ask that they also be removed and attached to the golden rod. I ask you now, High Self, to close his life's blueprint and to close his DNA. And Holy Father God, come to his friend and his mom, mother, his mother. I ask that you go to the root also, High Self, and with both individuals, uproot the purpose, the cause of this experience. Because they are at the crossroad where they don't want to continue this experience. They want to relinquish this experience. And again, Father, like you said, you promised to give us everything we ask for if we promise to ask. Well, all three parties have asked, Father. They might not be here, but I speak on their behalf, standing in my light and in my truth, knowing who I am, knowing that you and I are one. There is no separation between the two of us, and so with the whole universe. Also, Father, the ones that is in the room that also wish to stand in their light and in their truth, and the ones that are listening on the radio that wants to share their healing energies to assist these three people, grant them this. Allow this to be their blessings from their sisters and brothers. Father Sky, and ask your crown chakras to open up all that, not only the three of them, but whoever is in the room or in on listening to the radio. I ask your crown chakra to open up, and all that you wish to be healed from, regardless of what it is, no limits. I ask that all be attached to the golden rod. And I call up upon Father Sky to bring his powerful healing energy, the power that he is, the same power he used to create this universe. Come, Father God. Come through every single one's crown chakra. And as you go down the golden rod, all illnesses, frustration, animosity towards anyone, and fear especially, Father, take it all as you wipe that golden rod clean. Take it all the way down to Mother Earth's core. And I ask you, Mother Earth, to burn and purify these energies and to release it back into the universe so it may be able to help others to heal themselves or to heal others. I thank you, Father God. Father Sky. And now I'll come back to everyone else. And all I want you to say, just say yes or no. And the same with everyone else, speak it to yourself. In this now moment, do you believe that God will heal you, all of you, regardless what your experiences is? Trust the God within you is what I'm saying. Speak it, and then we'll continue.
Yes, I believe in God 100%.
There we go, Father. Your son that came in on his behalf and on behalf of a friend and his mother. He has spoken also on their behalf. And so did everyone else that's in the room or listening on the radio. Touch each and everyone's heart, Father. And let them know that you are there. That they can trust you, they can call upon you. And you will answer. You will speak with them. I ask you, Father, give them the confidence in you as you have given me the confidence in you. In this now moment, Father, release the healings for every single one, whatever they have asked for. You know. And they have asked because of their free will. I thank you, Father. And I ask that you let this energy spread throughout this universe to help everyone see each other as sisters and brothers. Bring peace and harmony throughout your wonderful planet Earth. I thank you, Father. I'm very grateful for you, for all you have done, and all that you will do. And I say to everyone, thank you for participating. And Bowie Oi, Malamopono. Aloha. Ameni. 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 This healing is sealed by each and every God creators that has participated in this healing. It cannot be tampered by any thought, deeds, or intention.
you, Kahili. I'd like to ask our caller if he would raise his right arm above his head. Are you still
yes,
with us, caller?
I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Kelly and yourself and everybody. And I want to thank God. I felt the energy very, very strong in my body. And I am so grateful. I am extremely, extremely grateful to God and to all of you. God bless you all.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Trust the God that you are. He'll take you far, far beyond your imagination. And be well.
Thank you. Thank you for also
thank
for
you.
Praying for my wife Maria and my friend Patricia.
Okay.
Bless you
God
and
bless.
Be well to all of you. Thank you. Wow. Kahili. It's good stuff. Thank you so much, Kahili. We thank God and we honor God this at every moment of our waking moments and our sleep moments. Every step that we choose to make throughout our journey, we praise and we honor God and we thank you. It's so important, is it, Kahili, for all of us to claim and to tap into the healer within ourselves. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, there are changes going on right now. And like we've talked about, how the moon shifted in this last full moon.
Yes.
The moon never went anywhere. It's the planet that shifted in a fraction of a second. And I found that out because I have a compass that sits on a wooden table that no one touches. I live alone. And when I saw that, I looked at the compass. It did. It wasn't that much, but it showed up on the compass. So, yes, the shift is happening. It's happening right now, you know, wherever all of you are at. That's why I said there's nothing to be afraid of. Embrace this change. And raise your consciousness and reap from it. Because all of this is a way of life. There's only two laws that I know of. And one is the law of attraction. It's what you want, what you ask of God. And the second law that I know of is the law of gravity. So life is not that complicated. Life is not that complicated. Because God isn't. He's very basic and he's very simple. Look at the basic things in your life and you see how basic he is. Love everything that is around you. Show gratitude and appreciation for what you have. We'll bring you in alignment with the God energy that you are. And manifestation comes right after that. So you are in control, each and every one of you. You are in control of your experiences, of your wants and your needs. You can change that. And no one can take that away from you because you were born a master. So you are no less than a master, none of you.
Kahili, I would like to take a moment, if you would, And I'd like to read some of the wonderful responses we're getting from the listeners tonight. And we've got here where Blessings of God says, thank you so much. May God bless you all. Blessings of God says, again, may God bless God. I do that myself, Blessings of God. I actually bless God. I thought I was the only person in the world that did that, but I definitely do, and you're absolutely correct. I am, says, I truly thank the Lord for all blessings. Amen on that one. Blessings of God says, I feel the energy very strongly. And let's see, we have more here. Voyager says, blessings to you, blessings of God. This is wonderful, wonderful feedback that we're getting tonight, and we want to bless each and every one of you as well this evening. And let me encourage all of you, if you have a special request or a blessing that you would like to receive personally, please do not hesitate to call Keely and myself on the radio. We'd love to hear from you if you would like to participate with us. So on that note, Kahili, if you would, I'd like for you to share the importance of healing our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, if you would, and why that is so important for the ascension.
Why it's important for the ascension, that I love talking about also. What the ascension is you are moving up into higher realms. Planet Earth is about to shift to the fourth dimension. And what does that mean? It means that you are moving up to a higher level of consciousness. And it is what you do now to raise your consciousness is what will get you into that realm. I'm not trying to put fear, but I'm trying to let everyone know that this is wonderful times. Begin trusting yourself. Begin looking within yourself for your own answers. No one knows you better than you yourself. So the one that can help you is you. And like I was just got you saying, how do you get to that state? By loving everything that you have right now. This might sound funny, but if you're a guy and you only have one pair of pants, and the pants has a hole where everyone can see, thank that pants. Be grateful to that pants for being with you, because without it you would have nothing. This is what I'm talking about. Everything that is around you, the food you eat, everything. Show gratitude for what you have, where you are at right now. Always show gratitude before you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning. Even if your day hasn't even started yet, thank your day. Meaning, thank God Creator for all of the wonderful things He has in store for you. And if you want something in the future, seek it in your now moment. Seek it within you, and you will find it. No one can tell you this but you yourself. So, that's pretty much what this is all about, is trusting yourself. So, try it. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. It is a way of life, but it is not a way of life that you cannot attain. Because this way of life was given to you already. You already own it. You don't need permission. You don't need authorization. This is who you are. So the bottom line is look within and trust. I had someone earlier I talked to over the phone, and I pointed out to this individual that it is all within you. And nothing is outside of you, because you are a universe in yourself. Your chakra system is your spirit. Our bodies are not like an automobile where it's got a battery, keeps the clock going while the engine is off. And when you get in it, you turn the key, the engine starts up. We don't have any mechanical mechanism. So God gave us a chakra system. And his chakra system is responsible for every part of your body. And that is what your spirit is. And the fuse between spirit and the physical is your crown chakra. And your high self, that is this, that is represents your lifetime in this life, life's experience. That's the fuse between spirit and physical. And study, learn about your chakra systems, what each chakra represents within you, its color, the direction that it spins, the momentum that it spins, and also there's a tone. Learn about the tone and learn about all of your chakra system, then you will understand. Because each chakra has its own emotions. And you can tell when you're not feeling well. It's because of your personality. Because it's a combination of a perfect blend of all of your chakra that creates your personality. And within your personality, if you feel different, or you're not feeling so good, if you know what your chakras are all about, then you know which chakra to go to help and balance your body again. If you meditate, meditate on your chakra system. Spin it every morning. Work with it. And you'll see your third eye will open up. Your voice will get deeper. Because when your third eye opens up, it's like looking through the God Creator's eyes that you are. You see past. You see the now moment. And you also get to see the future. You want to be a psychic? You already are one. Just look at these tools that you have to work with and move forward in confidence, knowing that there is no test you have to take. Just trust. And what do you trust? Is trust who you really are. And watch your life begin to turn around. But again, the key is to love everything that is around you right now. Because if you love what you are now and what you have now, you open yourself up to thoughts that are in your mind, which will better your life, and that will go out into the universe and come back to you. You will experience it. So this is not hard to do. It's just a matter of doing it. That's all. And do it with confidence. At first you ask for something, they say, "Oh no, that'll never happen." Keep doing it. It works. word is resonation. Keep doing it until it resonates with you and you become it. And life becomes a lot happier, more peaceful.
Kahili, I would actually like for you to repeat that once again so all the listeners really etch this in their hearts. If you'd repeat those last words again.
Okay. Trust yourself. Because nobody is going to be as honest to you as yourself to begin with. So if that's the case, then trust yourself. Know whatever you want. The power that you are will bring it to you effortlessly. So while you're trying to figure out how to get this and that, you're fighting only yourself. Relax. Speak with the God energy that you are. And watch how your Father will bring to you exactly what you want or what you need. So there's no need to go without, because everything comes from within. I know some people think, oh, yeah, but I don't have the money. Why think about the money? Think about what you want and let the money come to so that you can get it. This is what I'm talking about. Whatever you want, whatever your wishes are, you already own it. And no one can take that away from you. And this is what will bring the world to a one world order where people will live in peace and harmony. They will love each other and they will be more into helping each other. Because Father God has an unlimited supply. There's enough for everyone to go around 10 times full if you wanted it. Or if you needed that much. So there is no shortage at all. But when you look at the world that you're in right now, you see the shortages. So try something new. Try your own individual powers.
Absolutely. That is the key, isn't it, Kahili? I just wanted to thank you. We're getting close to the end of the show here. It's amazing, you know, how quickly time goes by. I just wanted to remind each and every one of you this evening is to invite all your friends, your family, your co-workers, your neighbors to join us every first Tuesday of every month. We will be having the World Global Healing Circle worldwide. And we hope our desire is to expand the show worldwide so we can touch every man, woman, and child on this planet. We also invite each of you in the Pal Talk room to stay with us after the show. As all most of you know, I leave the room open so you can share your thoughts with us. It was a real honor to serve each and every one of the Pal Talk listeners and to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. On this note, I want to say hello to my late grandmother. She has gone on to the other side, and I want to say hello and not goodbye. It is an honor that I will have the opportunity to celebrate my grandmother's life. here on the physical plane at a much higher level. And I just want to send my love and alohas to my grandmother for teaching me respect, honor, compassion, understanding, speaking my truth, and to be the very best person I could be, not only to myself, but to all the people I come in contact with. So once again, I say hello to you, my beloved grandmother, Bessie Gooden. I just want to remind each and every one of you, for you are the great, mighty I Am presence. You are the power and the intelligence of you, your world, and activities. Love yourselves with all your heart, and love your family. And until we reconnect, be well to each and every one of you, and I ask for special divine dispensation blessings for each of you this evening. May God always walk in front of you. Good night to all.
Child, there are some of us who can hear a voice inside.